السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس: شبابك قبل هرمك، وصحتك قبل سقمك، وغناك قبل فقرك، وفراغك قبل شغلك، وحياتك قبل موتك، او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the first Friday of the new year 2022. The year 2021 passed so fast, so quick, that everybody is talking about it, everybody felt about it, everybody has witnessed about it. It is said that 2021 has passed very fast. It was the shorter year in the history. All the people in the East and West said that this year passed very quickly. Scientists have proven that yes, this year was short compared to the all other years. And the next year, 20, meaning this new year, 2022, also will be shorter than 2021. Year by year, the time is shrinking, reducing. To see the most accurate time, they use atomic clock. This is the clock they used to see exactly very accurate time in the world. This atomic clock was, you know, found or was made by American scientist Dr. William Levy, and he made this clock in 1948. There is no chance of mistake in this clock. Maybe by 1 second in 3 million years. This is how accurate this clock is. And that's why they have made this atomic clock to set the parameter of the world time. This clock can divide 1 second also into 1 trillion pieces. Newsweek has taken a survey of the people in different cities and asked them the question. They all said unanimously that year 2021 was gone very swiftly, very quickly. Time in Diet is the world organization who fixes the time and date. Its experts have confirmed that year 2021 was the shortest year of the history. One of the scientists of this organization, Dr. Graham Jones, said the year 2021 was 65 milliseconds shorter compared to the year 2022. That is why it was written that this year was shorter in the history of mankind. And according to Dr. Graham, the reason for this is the increase of the speed in the spinning of the earth. Now, this is all Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Earth is spinning 1,000 miles per hour. and moving 65,000 miles per hour. And it turns 23.5, and this 23.5 tilting brings four seasons and causes wind to blow. And this is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is holding. So Dr. Ghiam said this reason of this decrease in the time or shrinking in the time is because the speed of the spinning of the earth. And because this fixed time of the every day of the year became shorter, which used to be 86,400 seconds a day. Every day, if you calculate 24 hours, multiply, it will be like 84,400 seconds a day. He said, there are many reasons for this decrease or shrinking of the time or the speed of the earth. Why speeding? There are so many reasons. They're still researching on it, and exactly they don't know what the reason for it. They are not sure, but this much they sure that the time is shrinking. And they say by 6 months, about 1 second will be shortened. Now this is their discovery. Now what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned 1500 years ago. There is a hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif narrated by Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la taqumu sa'atu hatta yataqarabu zaman, fatakunu sanatu kashahri wa shahru kaljumu'ati wa takunu aljumu'atu kalyawm wa yakunu alyawma kassa'a وتكون الساعة كالضرمة بالنار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That 1500 years ago, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم prophesied and informed the Ummah that Qiyamah, Day of Judgment, will not take place until this one of the great signs will appear. Time will shrink. Time will reduce. That to that extent, that 1 year will pass at the speed of that, like looks like 1 month. And 1 month will pass in the speed of like a week, Jum'ah to Jum'ah. And one Jum'ah will pass just like 1 day. Yesterday was Jum'ah and today again is Jum'ah. People will feel and talk like that. It will be so fast. And 1 day, 24 hours, will pass just like 1 hour. And that 1 hour will pass just like a sparking of the fire. How fast a spark? This is the example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith. Now, everyone is witnessing. So this shortening of time is the speed of the earth. Allah Ta'ala little increase the speed and you can feel it, how the year is passing fast. Just imagine if Allah will increase the speed more and cause the earth to spin more faster, what will happen? And this is how disaster will take place. The earth and mountains and sun and moon will destroy before the Qiyamah, as Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has mentioned. إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا المؤودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت. The Surah Al-Takwir is describing the scenario of the Yawm Al-Qiyamah. How Allah will cause these galaxies, you know, to destroy each other. It will become pieces. A mountain will fly like a cotton wool. So this is going to happen, my brothers, and it started happening. Now, all the business people who run the businesses, at the end of the year, they sit down and they do the analysis of their business. And there are two questions. One, how much they lost, and one, how much they gained profit, and what will be the next target. So last year passed already. It was a terrible year. We lost our beloved ones, our friends, our relatives. They are no more with us. A lot of people got sick with the coronavirus. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of businesses run down because of the corona, because of the lockdown. And a lot of things happen during the year. And now, this year, they already started talking and restrictions, applying all the masks is now is becoming compulsory again, and social distancing is taking place again, Omicron and what is coming forth. So as the Qiyamah will come nearer and nearer, my brothers and sisters, the time will not be good. You forget about it. You will feel yesterday was better than today. And tomorrow you will see yesterday was better than today. Day by day, we are coming closer and closer to the Qabr, closer and closer to the Yawmul Qiyamah. And that's the reality. You don't accept anything to change or become a better. It is going to be worse and worse and worse. This is how Qiyamah is going to take place. It's already started. Countdown of Yawmul Qiyamah is already started. There are so many signs of the Yawmul Qiyamah already appeared. And ulama and those wise people, the scholars, they have witnessed exactly word by word hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many ahadith already is happened. Look at what's happening in Holy Land. We never expected. Sahaba never thought it's going to be dancing clubs and liquors will be available and music concerts will take place. Thousands of people will take part in that and there will be no hijab. And all these things, now it's happening. So they are preparing a platform for Dajjal to appear. This is how Dajjal is going to come. They are making their path, better to for him to appear. So very soon, my brothers and sisters, the Qiyamah is going to take place. Now, as Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi said very beautifully, that Ibn Adam, innaka ayyamun, فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. What is our life? 60 years, 70 years is made out of the days and nights. This is our life. It's made out of days and nights. So he said, when one day passes, one portion from our life is gone out. So we already lost 365 days from our lives in 2021. And we already lost 7 days of this new year, 2022. Just imagine, my brothers. And it is said every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you a treasure of 86,400 seconds. It's yours. Utilize it. Use it or abuse it. That's why it comes in the hadith that it is saying of Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayh that laysa yawman ya'ti min ayyam ad-dunya, there is no day comes in the days of this world illa yatakallam, when sun is rising the day is addressing to the people, to the mankind. Ya Yuhannas, O people, inni yawmun jadidun. I am a new day for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted, me to come to you. It is your treasure. Fa'inni ma ya'malu fiya shahidun. Whatever you are going to do during these 24 hours, I will be witness for that. If you pray all five times Salat, I will be witness. If you recite the Holy Quran, Yasin Sharif in the morning, I will be witness. If you make Zikrullah, I will be witness. If you do any good amal, any good action, helping some poor, helping someone, I will be witness whole day. This is my job. That's why I came here in this world. And whatever sins you are going to commit, knowingly or unknowingly, I will be witness against you. So make me your witness for you. Don't make me witness against you. It's in your hands. I'm open. This is the open page or chapter of today, your book of deed. Allah has granted you blank paper. You write whatever you want to write on it. The pen is in your hands. You have all the authorities, all the power. How are you going to draw the picture of the day, which will be beneficial for you in Yawmul Qiyamah, or it will be harmful for you and disastrous for you on the Yawmul Qiyamah? The book is in your hands, the pen is in your hands, and you have all the power. Do it as you want. I will be witness, or I will be witness against you or for you. فَإِنِّي لَوْ قَدْ غَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسُ لَمْ أَرْجِعِ إِلَيْكُمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. But my time is limited. I am here in this world just for 24 hours. When the sun is going to set down, I will disappear. And you won't find me again till the يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That's it. Tomorrow will be new day. And likewise, the night also addressing to the people when it comes after sunset. Same way, same words. I am here witness for you. Whatever during the night you will do, I will be witness. I will be writing down everything. And whether you utilize this night in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you commit the sin in the darkness of the night, no one is watching you. What I have seen on your YouTube and internet, no one is there in your bedroom, but Allah is there. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara wa huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. Wherever you are, Allah is there. Kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. The second witness is, these two angels are sleeping with you. They are there on the pillow. Whatever you are watching, your parents are not aware, your wife is not aware. But these angels are aware, they are present there. You think I am in privacy? No, you are not in privacy. Never ever in the whole life a person can be in privacy. Always there are some witnesses. The walls, the roof, the earth, the angels. They all are going to be witness for him or against him. One of the hadiths, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, أَنَّ رَجُلًا قَالْ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أَيُّ النَّاسِ خَيْرٌ. Ya Rasulullah, he asked the question, amongst the people, who is the best person? Who is the best person? قَالَ مَنْ طَالَ عُمْرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. Rasulullah said, that person is best, that Allah subhanahu granted him long life, and he has ability and tawfiq to do good work. عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ. That is the best person. Because he has more chance. His life is long. So he accumulated rewards and sawab and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tremendously. He had the opportunity. Then the same sahabi asked, for ayyu nasi sharrun, who is the worst person? Qala man qala umruhu wa sa'a a'maluhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a worst person is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him long life, 60, 70, 100 years. But he did not take advantage of his time. He did not take advantage of days and nights. He wasted his time. He wasted his life. And he committed sin after sin after sin after sin. So that person will be a worse person. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, very famous hadith, annahu qal, na'matani maqbunun fihima kathiru minan nas, as-sihhat wal-faraq. Rasulullah s.a.w. said that there are two ni'mat and bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that most of the people are unmindful about it, and this ni'mat and bounty, precious things are a health and the time, free time. Health, when you are healthy, you can do lots of things, but you are just wasting your health. And you have the time, you can make ibadah and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not doing that. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله. A wise person is that who controls his lust and desires, and he works always for the life after death. And a stupid person is that who follows his lust and desires, and he still have hope on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, Umar al-Adwi rahmatullahi alayhi radiyallahu ta'ala said, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li rajulin wa huwa ya'idhuhu. He was giving advices, admonishing to some sahabi, and he said, igtanim khamsan qabla khamsin. He said, oh my sahabi, take care, take advantage of these five things before these five things appears. Shababaka qabl harma. Take care of your youth before you become old. Youth, young age, is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is the cream of the life. This is the best time of your whole life. Utilize your youth in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadah. You can do lots of ibadah when you are young and you are healthy. Before the old age appears, then you won't be able to bow down. You won't be able to make sujood. You will have problem in your knees, in your hip and all, and you have to sit on the chair. You won't be able to bow down. So when you are healthy, you are young, take care of your youth. Then second advice, وَسِحَّتُكَ قَبْلَ سُكْمَكَ. Same thing, when you are healthy, you must make ibadat and utilize your health in the remembrance of Allah before you become a sick. غِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرَكَ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you wealth, utilize it in good causes. Help the poor, help the needy people before you become a poor again. وَفَرَاكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلَكَ. And your free time before you occupied with anything else. And you must take care of your life before the malakul maut, the angel of death, is approaching to you and snatch away your life. So these are the advices given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, the new year already started. Let us make some resolutions. Oh Allah, make the sincere tawbah that whatever happened last year, it was my fault, it was my shortcoming. May Allah forgive all those things and make sincere tawbah. What is past is past. They say you only have one day. Yesterday was gone. It's history. You cannot do anything. Tomorrow you are not sure. It's future. You don't know, is you gonna be alive till evening or anything can happen. You only have today. So when you get up from the bed in the morning, see in the mirror and think for a while, I have this one day. Whatever I have to make it, I have to make it during this day. This is my treasure. This is only my capital. This is only my opportunity Allah Ta'ala has granted me today. That's why it says present in front of you. Don't worry about past, don't worry about future. Day, the life is only one day. Utilize it in such a way, every second. It says 84,400 seconds a day. Every second is valuable. It's a precious. That's why I say time is more precious than gold and silver. When a person loses or someone steals his gold and silver, there is an opportunity, there is a chance he can gain more gold and silver. But when you lose your minute or second, is not going to come back. It's gone forever. So brothers, take care of your time and utilize it in the ibadat and making our hereafter better than this life and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.